Evening.
Good evening.
How could this have happened, given the regulations?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, it sounds like the clinic concerned simply when they were unable to contact the chap in question were perhaps fearful that they were then breaking the law if they kept the sample. This is a delicate balance. I run a sperm bank in Sheffield. We have samples for over 800 guys here in a similar situation. And when we lose contact with patients, we neither want to break the law by keeping them too long, and neither do we want to throw them away if they're genuinely needed. So it's a really difficult thing to balance sometimes and to get the judgment right. I do desperately feel sorry for this guy, though.
Who's responsible, the clinic or the individual?
Well, I think there's responsibility in both ways. I've been doing a piece of work funded by Cancer Research UK looking at how men view their frozen samples, and there certainly is an element of a kind of men not taking responsibility sometimes. They receive letters from the clinic, but they don't act on them. They perhaps think that it can remain in storage forever, whereas actually the law says the contrary, and consent does have to be renewed. So I think it's important that any new patients do take heed of this and do make sure that they keep in contact with the people who are looking after their sperm to prevent this kind of thing happening in the future.
So what if someone's listening to this and about to undergo cancer treatment, say? How important is it that they look ahead?
Well, I think it's very important. I think it's very important that they engage with the process. They'll be asked to sign some pretty complex consent forms. Now, it's very easy to go through the process of signing consent and then forget all about it. But it's really important that you keep in contact and you keep that consent up to date. Lives change, partners change, we move on, we move address. We can become uncontactable. And therefore, just a phone call every couple of years to the clinic or a letter, responding to letters that are sent to you, can make all the difference.
And what are the regulations that the authority has?
Well, we can keep sperm in storage initially for 10 years. We can keep it in storage longer than that if at that 10-year point the man presents himself, there's evidence of infertility, and he signs new consent forms. And if those don't happen, then I'm afraid the centre would have to throw the sample away because it's breaking the law and it could be taken to court for keeping a sample unlawfully.
So really it's up to the individual, you're saying?
A large degree of individual responsibility. I think we've got better at that over time. And I think we're better at telling patients that they need to take on this responsibility. But it is really something that people do need to take charge of themselves. Yes, definitely.
Alan P.